From Spark and Anvil, an improv quest. This is Yes and Offer in Chapter 1 of the Improv Quest cast. This drama uses an AI generated voice, voiced via Gemini. 2.5.
The practice space hummed with the quiet tension, broken only by the faint scuff of a sneaker and the distant drone of the building's ventilation system. Two chalk circles, stark white against the polished wooden floor, marked the boundaries for Kai and Lena. Inside his circle, Kai stood with his arms tightly crossed over his chest, a clear signal of his reluctance. Lena, meanwhile, gazed fixedly at the ceiling, her eyes scanning for an idea, any idea at all, to jumpstart their stalled scene. From the sidelines, Yes and Offer observed the unfolding tableau. Offer was a whirlwind of barely contained energy, their feet tapping a rapid, impatient rhythm on the smooth wood. They radiated an almost visible eagerness, like a person crafted from question marks and exclamation points, ready to erupt with a deluge of suggestions. "They're completely stuck," Offer whispered, their voice a little too loud in the quiet room. "They desperately need a thing or a place, perhaps a truly bizarre job, like a professional cloud polisher." Yes and, a calm counterpoint to Offer's effervescence, placed a steady hand on Offer's shoulder. Yes and possessed a quiet stillness, a gentle center amidst Offer's vibrant chaos. They watched the scene with a focused, patient gaze, like a musician listening intently for a specific, elusive note within a complex melody. "Patience," Yes and murmured, their voice soft and reassuring. "The scene isn't broken. It's simply waiting for its moment." Inside the circle, Lena finally broke the silence. "Well, Captain," she declared, her voice finding a sudden burst of confidence, "we've officially landed on the Marshmallow Planet." Kai's shoulders slumped, and a long, drawn-out sigh escaped him. "This doesn't look like any Marshmallow Planet I've ever seen," he grumbled, his arms still stubbornly folded. "And furthermore, I am not a captain." The scene, which had barely begun to stir, now ground to a complete halt. Offer winced, a small, sympathetic sound. Yes and, however, simply nodded slowly, a thoughtful expression settling on their face. It was clearly time for them to intervene.
"Freeze!" Offer called out, bouncing forward with an infectious enthusiasm. Their bright, encouraging smile was so genuine, it made it utterly impossible to feel as though you had made any sort of mistake. "That was a truly excellent start, you two. Lena, what you did was a perfect gift." Lena looked genuinely bewildered. "A gift? I just spoke a line," she clarified, her brow furrowed in confusion. "Every single line is a gift," Offer explained, executing a quick, joyful spin on one foot. "You offered him an entire planet made of marshmallows. You offered him a specific rank, captain. You essentially handed him a whole box of exciting ideas to explore and play with. That's your fundamental job in improv. You make an offer. You put something, anything at all, into the shared world of the scene." Offer swept their arm around the empty practice room, as if it were suddenly overflowing with astonishing, tangible objects. "Consider it like starting a new drawing," Offer continued, their voice gaining a rhythmic cadence. "You can't sketch the entire picture all at once. You must begin by drawing just one line. Perhaps it's a squiggly line. Maybe it's just a simple dot. That initial mark, that first stroke, is your offer. You just gave Kai a marshmallow planet. That's a truly fantastic opening line." Offer then turned their attention to Kai, who still maintained a skeptical posture. "But what if I don't even like marshmallows?" Kai questioned, his voice laced with doubt. Offer's radiant smile didn't dim in the slightest. "It truly doesn't matter whether you personally enjoy them. The only thing that matters is that they exist now. Lena presented you with a gift. Now you get to decide exactly what you will do with it."
Yes and moved forward with a quiet grace, positioning themselves beside Offer.
Their voice was as calm and smooth as a slow-moving river, carrying a sense of deep understanding. And that, Kai, is precisely where the other half of our secret comes into play, Yes Anne said, their gaze steady and direct. Offer is absolutely correct. Lena extended a gift to you. What is the very first thing you typically say when someone gives you a present? Thank you? Kai ventured, a flicker of understanding in his eyes. You're very close, Yes Anne replied, a small knowing smile playing on their lips. In this space, the way we express our thanks is by saying yes. You accept the gift completely. You do not question its validity. You certainly don't hand it back. You simply say yes. So Lena has established that you are the captain of a spaceship and you've landed on a marshmallow planet. Yes Anne paused, allowing the concept to fully sink in. So you say yes, but that is only the first word. The second word is arguably the most important one in the entire world of improvisation. That second word is and. Yes Anne's gaze shifted from Kai to Lena, then back again, connecting them both in the shared moment. You accept the reality she has given you, and then you immediately add a brand new piece of information. You build upon her idea. You might say, yes, we've landed on the marshmallow planet, and I'm quite worried the incredibly sticky ground will pull my boots right off. Do you see? You took her initial gift, and then you thoughtfully added your own detail. Now she has a fresh new gift to play with. Kai's expression began to subtly transform. The rigid posture of his crossed arms softened, his shoulders relaxing slightly. He was beginning to grasp the core idea. It wasn't about disagreement or argument. It was about collaborative construction.
All right, let's give it another shot, Offer chirped, bouncing back to their position on the sidelines, radiating excitement. Starting from Lena's line, go. Lena took a deep, centering breath. Well, Captain, we've landed on the marshmallow planet, she repeated, her voice imbued with significantly more confidence this time. Kai looked down at his feet, his imagination already picturing them sinking into the soft, yielding marshmallow ground. He hesitated, and for a fleeting second, it seemed as though he might get stuck in his thoughts once more. Yes Anne offered a tiny, almost imperceptible, but incredibly encouraging nod. Yes, Kai said, the word feeling surprisingly new and solid in his mouth. And I think my boots are already thoroughly stuck in this squishy, distinctly vanilla-scented ground. He wiggled his foot for emphasis, a small, tentative smile appearing. Offer clapped their hands together silently, a burst of approval. Lena's face lit up instantly. She had a wonderful new gift to unwrap. Yes, and look, she exclaimed, pointing dramatically to an imaginary spot just beyond Kai. The marshmallow creatures who actually live here are bouncing directly towards us. They look incredibly friendly. Kai instinctively followed her gaze, his eyes tracking the invisible creatures. Yes, and they're offering us steaming mugs of hot chocolate to dip them in, he added, a wide, genuine grin spreading across his face. That's their traditional greeting for newcomers. The scene was now vibrantly alive. It tumbled forward effortlessly, one imaginative idea building organically upon the next, a rich story growing from nothing more than a single offer and a joyful chorus of yes ands. Offer was beaming, their entire being radiating satisfaction. Yes and watched with quiet contentment as the two players collaboratively constructed an entire world, piece by intricate piece.
And scene, Yes and called out gently, their voice cutting through the imaginary world. Kai and Lena let out a shared laugh, stepping easily out of their chalk circles. The imagined marshmallow planet and its friendly, hot chocolate offering inhabitants dissolved back into the ordinary air of the practice space. See? Offer exclaimed, rushing over to them, their energy undiminished. You truly did it. You created an entire world, complete with bouncing creatures and delightful hot chocolate greetings. I had no idea any of that was going to happen. Neither did we, Lena admitted, still smiling broadly, a sense of wonder in her voice. That's the entire point, Yes Anne added, joining the small group. No single person can build a complex world alone. But when one person makes an offer and the next person says yes and, you possess the power to build absolutely anything together. You don't have to be the funniest person in the room or the cleverest. You simply have to be a good builder. Offer nodded vigorously, their enthusiasm unwavering. You just have to provide your partner with a solid starting block. And you just have to be willing to build with whatever block they choose to give you. Yes and finished, their voices intertwining seamlessly. They looked at each other, a perfectly balanced pair. One existed to ignite the spark of an idea, and the other to carefully fan that spark into a robust, steady flame. Together, their combined efforts made the whole creative process glow with possibility.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Yes and Offer. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.